I became a Christian one day when I was 6, so I don't remember it very well. But I do know that I was scared of hell. I had heard about it from the Bible and was scared. I knew that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit were the only ones who could save me from it. I didn't understand a lot of the Bible at 6 years old, but I do remember a lot of nights where I would sit up late talking to my dad about it. I remember one morning, I had gone to have devotions with my dad, and while he was praying, I heard him asking that my grandfather would become a Christian. He is now. And I remember that when he was done, I asked him if he would say a prayer, and I could become a Christian. He guided me on what to say, and I asked God into my heart. I've said that prayer again many times, and I know that even though I don't remember much of my life before that, I do know that that was the best decision I've ever made.
I don't have a journal entry about that, but it's pretty much what he said. So my story is more recent, something that happened about a month or two ago. Ben and I, a lot of times at night, we'll talk about things that have happened to him or things he has questions about. He was talking about some things that were kids on the bus were talking about hell and heaven and God and some stuff like that. And we were talking about what he could have said or what he could say next time the conversation came up. And I said, well, you know, I've got these little books on the four spiritual laws that we have out in the lobby out there. And you could take a couple of those and keep them in your backpack, and the next time it comes up, you could hand them out, you know, hand one out or whatever. And he said, okay. So we got some of those and put them in his backpack. And a few weeks later, they were talking about, what was it, witches? Came up, and they started talking about spiritual stuff again, and one of the kids said, well, I don't want to go to hell, and Ben said, well, I have something that could help you with that, I think. So he asked him if he wanted one of these books, and the kid said, yeah, and he took it. And so we don't know what's going on. I think you've talked to him since then, right? And we're praying for him, so we'll see what God does in that boy's life. So it's exciting for me to see what God's doing in Ben and how Ben wants to tell other kids about the Lord. I know he hears a lot of stuff at school, a lot of ungodly talk and jokes. A lot of it's stuff I didn't hear until I was much older than him. They're hearing it so early these days. And we'll talk about that and pray about that sometimes. But I really see Ben trying to keep his own speech clean and live in a way that God wants him to. I know that's important to Ben. So I'm just glad to see Ben growing up with the Lord in his life from an early age. And just glad that he's got that solid foundation in his life, and we're happy to see him getting baptized today.